Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studios this morning. Of course, Dick Newman, Danny Lee, they're down at the XRL Energy Center in St. Moore State Wrestling today. And they were scheduled to start at 9 o'clock, but they have the girls' state wrestling tournament going on. That started just at 9 o'clock here this morning. So the Team United wrestlers, the Cammy wrestlers, and the Minnesota wrestler that are still in contention here or in the wrestle backs. We've got a few that have already meddled. So we got a lot of wrestling today here on Q92 with Dick Newman and Danny Lee from the XL Energy Center. And we'll be getting reports from the Section 3A Boys Basketball Tournament in Montevideo today. There will be four games played over there starting at 11 o'clock with the Blackjacks. Bart Hill will be over here later today with some reports on how the basketball tournament's going. So that's what the schedule here today on Q92. We'll hear from Carly Wager, the Shadows head coach, dance coach, talk about their successful season here in a little bit. Just want to run down who will be wrestling today. First for Team United at the 139-pound weight class, Dan Gunnlaugsson. Dan has a record of 53 wins and no losses. He went 2-0 yesterday. He's in the semifinals later this morning. At 145-pound weight class, Cam Sather. Cam went 2-1 yesterday. He has a record of 42-10. And at heavyweight, Brady Rohde. He went 2-0 yesterday. He's also in the semifinals. Brady has a record of 45 wins this year and 5 losses. Canby Lancers, Nick Wagner. Nick's in the semifinals. Nick has a record of 42-6. He went 2-0 yesterday. And Gavin Noyes, a heavyweight for Canby. He went 2-1. He's in the wrestlebacks this morning. Gavin's record is 35-15. Minnesota's Caden Linetsky. Caden, he went 2-1, and he's in the wrestlebacks this morning as well. So good luck to the state wrestlers today, and we'll be hearing from Dick Newman and Danny Lee probably a little after 10 o'clock this morning. Meanwhile, we're going to play the coaches show here. Carly Wager wrapped up that shadow season. We'll hear from Carly in a little bit, and Dylan Erickson from the Lac Qui Valley girls basketball coach later on in the coaches show. So thanks for tuning in this morning.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash. This week at the Country Butcher, fresh USDA prime ribeye, $18 a pound. Premium salmon filet, $5.99 for 3 ounces. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday, by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more, awards, and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to wrap up the Lac Qui Valley Dawson Boys Shadows Dance Team season. Another successful season. Carly Wager's in the studio with us. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Paul.
Always nice of the year.
Yes, it's great to be here.
You always got a big smile on your face. Because another successful season for the Shadows, right?
It was. Yes, we got to bring home some hardware again in both kick and jazz. So it was fun.
I say this all the time, but I covering state dance is the most exciting thing I do all season. I look forward to it, and it's just a it's just different than other state tournaments, I think. It's just an amazing state tournament. The Minnesota High School League does a fantastic job of running it, and it's smooth, and it's so exciting.
Yes. If you haven't ever experienced a dance competition, we would recommend coming to state because it's kind of the best teams there, and it's just a fun atmosphere to be part of.
Do you know what other states do for state dance? Do they, are they in big venues like the Target Center, and do they do it that big? Do you know? Or?
As far as I know, Minnesota recognizes dance as a state sport. And so otherwise, I think it's more recognized as like a national kind of thing. And so they treat it more of like studio dance. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so we're pretty fortunate then.
Yes, we are.
And it's exploded over the last 5-10 years.
It has, yes. It's fun to see how it's evolved and changed even since I was in it too. Yep. So I'm not sure if my body would be able to do half the things we make the girls do for the both kick and jazz. So it's awesome to see their athletic ability be able to shine through.
I know my daughter Brianna, when we look at her shadow routines back, you know, before you,
yep.
Not that they were difficult then, but nothing like what they are today.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing.
It is. I remember one of my senior, I think it was my senior or junior year, Lisa wanted us to do a somersault standing up, and I had just anxiety about doing that. And now they were asking them to do back bends and flip overs and all these things. And so it's just crazy the amount of difficulty it's changed from. So, yeah.
Amazing athletes. That's
yes,
for sure.
That
and
is.
That's what they are, athletes. All right, let's wrap up that shadow season, and let's talk about your season. And
yes, the girls went out and gave a really strong performance for prelims and was able to advance onto finals. And so they got to compete against some of the best, top six other jazz teams in the state. And they ended with a third-place finish behind YME, who placed second, and Cathedral, who placed first. And so there was about a 12-point difference between Cathedral and Lac Parle. And so, yeah, it was a close competition.
Yeah. Amazing jazz performances by your shadows. You felt like they danced the best in the prelims?
Yes. They danced really good in prelims and even better for finals. And so they kind of go into finals thinking, you know, this is the last time, so they want to make the last time their best time, and it's their last time dancing with those specific girls too, because you have seniors that move on as well too, so they just want to do their best for themselves, for their seniors, and for their team. So
okay. All right, good. And that was Friday, and then Saturday was high kick.
Yes, and I'll just go back and talk about the all-tournament winners. And so Reese McCoy was an all-tournament team winner. She's a senior this year, and Addie Tufto was the other all-tournament team winner for jazz. And so the coaches picked these girls based off their leadership skills and their dance ability. And so, they were very deserving of the award.
Yep,
so
that's for sure. All right. Anything else on jazz on Friday?
That is it.
All right. And it was nice to have three section teams in there. Montevideo performed on jazz, right, on Friday?
Yep.
And Lac Parle, so.
Yes. Yep. Just YME and Lac Parle advanced to two finals for jazz. Yep. But, yep, we all three made it to
high kick.
To high kick. So that was fun. It had been Monty's, I think, for a long time that they hadn't advanced to finals. So we were so happy for them.
Yep, good. Let's talk about high kick on Saturday then.
Yeah, so same as jazz, the kick girls came out with a very strong prelim performance, and we are so happy for that. We didn't get called to perform till sixth place or in the ranking for finals, and so we were a little nervous to be that last team, and we were confident, but it's still nerve-wracking. So
Ken Franski and Didi Schomer and I were up there too. Okay, they named five teams, but you never know until you hear your name.
Yes, especially with the season. It's just been up and down and all over the place. And so we were happy, really happy to hear our name called for that sixth place to advance to finals. And so they gave a really strong performance for their final kick routine. And they just walked off the floor feeling so confident and proud of all that they have done for the season. So, yeah, we ended up getting third place in kick behind YME, and then Holdingford got first. And so it had been a battle all season between YME and Holdingford and us. Yep. And so, yeah, it was a good competition.
And Holdingford, I think, was really surprised.
They were, yes. Yep. They are a very new program. Yep. And so we were really happy for them.
Yep. And you had beaten them during the regular season a couple times, haven't
we
you?
We did, yep. Each time we performed against them, we had beat them, yep. And so, which was exciting going into it. Yep. And so it was close. It was very close, yep, each time, but yeah.
Good. All right, and all-tournament team?
Yes, so our all-tournament kick team was Reese Oxendorf and Hannah Oy. And again, they just showed awesome leadership throughout the whole year and are great athletes all around as well, too.
Good. Another great state dance tournament, right?
It was, yes. And I also want to recognize our senior academic all-state winner, who is Emerson Olson. That means that she has a GPA of 3.85 or higher. And so it's just really awesome to be able to acknowledge the academic side of things, too. So our team in general also earned a Team Academic Achievement Award, and that means our team average consisted of a 3.75 or higher. So, yeah, it's fun
amazing
to recognize the girls for their hard work in the classroom, too. We try and prioritize their studies first, because if they don't have that in line, then they don't get to compete and perform. So we make that a top priority.
Good. Yep. Smart in the classroom. That's good.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about some of the awards. You had your banquet?
We did. Okay. We had our banquet this past Monday. And so our most valuable dancer for kick ended up being Addie Tufto. Again, she got our all-tournament team for jazz, but she's just as strong of a kick dancer as well, too. So very well-deserved. And the coaches vote on this along with the team input. And so her team voted for her to get that award as well, too.
Nice.
And then our rookie of the year went to Chloe Gleggy. And so this was her first year on varsity. And so it's just been so fun to see her grow in her skills and her confidence throughout the year, too. And then our most valuable dancer for jazz was Reese McCoy, our senior this year. She just has an amazing athletic ability to be able to whip out any kind of turns, and so she just loves to turn, and so she was very well deserved of that award. And then our rookie of the year for jazz was Chloe Kranz, and so she is only an eighth grader and on our varsity jazz team, and so a very strong dancer and very well awarded to her too.
Good. Yep. Got a young team, actually.
Yes. Yeah. Our jazz only had five girls that have ever danced on the state floor and five that were brand new.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were able to still pull off a third place finish. So that's awesome. That says a lot about them and their hard work as well.
Good. Any other thing we want to touch on here?
A new leadership team. And so our new leadership team consists of Addie Tufto, Reese Oxendorf, Reese Johnson, Addie Dahl, Hannah Oy, Molly Halverson, Micaiah Poost, Morgan Anderson, Alexis Olson, and Ella Stock. And these girls will be helping lead and make decisions for our team for next year. And we have our tryouts on Monday, March 4th. So if you are wanting to come and join the team, feel free to come to tryouts and just see what the dance life is all about. And so that'll be at La Caparo from 3:30 to 5:30. And then again on Tuesday, March 5th from 3:30 to 5:30, and jazz from 6 to 8.
Awesome. And before we wrap it up here, how many seniors?
Just
three.
Two.
Or two.
Well, two dancers,
yep,
and one manager. Yep.
Yep. That's amazing.
Yeah. So we'll have a nice, strong team to come back this year. So
you got Jenna Coyle as manager.
Yes.
And the other two seniors?
Yep. Emerson Olson and Reese McCoy.
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome.
So we wish them the best of luck on whichever path they choose to go down. So
I see a picture of them. Is that tradition where you give the girls an alumni sweatshirt?
Yes. Yeah, we like to say once a shadow, always a shadow. And so our team thrives on the alumni support. And so although they're sad that their season ends, they're excited to enter into this new chapter of alumni-hood. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's great. How about coaches that helped you this year?
Yes. And so our coaching team, we had two new coaches this year. Aaliyah Schomer is my assistant varsity coach. And then Hope Traeger has been on the team coaching JV and JV Jazz. And then Caitlin Baird came in and did JV Jazz this year, and then helped wherever she was needed. So yeah, we have a very strong coaching staff, and it was a very successful year. So
good.
Yeah.
And so the leadership team, when did they start building the next routine then? Or picking the music, the costume happen.
It's already in the works.
Oh, no way. Are yes. you serious?
Oh, yeah. At State, we start throwing ideas around and looking for uniforms and songs and stuff. Oh. And so we'll meet after tryouts here and kind of and finalize some things. And yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize it went that fast.
It does. Wow. Yes. The season never ends, but it's fun.
Well, Carly, I want to thank you. I want to thank Ken Fransky and Dee Dee Schomer and Grace Johnson, too, helping me on the radio. Ken and Dee love to do state dance on the radio. And, you know, we had a lot of alumni come up and talk to us. We always do every year, and that's great to see. They love to talk about being a shadow.
Yes, and we just want to thank you, Paul, for being so supportive of the dance team and the sport in general and broadcasting our sport so people can learn more about it. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you. And once a shadow parent, always a shadow parent.
Yes,
right?
Yep.
Doesn't quit. I'm a lifer.
So. Perfect.
All right, and thanks. Congratulations to you, Carly, and your coaching staff on another great season.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Carly Wager, head coach of the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boys Shadows. Take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States, is dedicated to the needs and profitability of farmers. Did you know that Beck's is the only company with access to every approved trait in the U.S.? This advantage allows them to remove the bias from sales and focus on what's best for farmers. For information or to place a seed order today, call Ridgeview Seeds, Aaron Tasto, 320-808-1111, or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706, your area Beck's dealers.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Canby. Trust Carrie Harding of Southwest Insurance Services in Canby to look forward on your livelihood. We understand you have a lot at stake in your small business. That's why we offer specialized insurance coverages so you can take care of business. Find the coverages you need to fit your company's operations so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention and wrap up the La Caprile Valley girls basketball season with head coach Dylan Erickson. Good morning, Dylan.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, it's kind of soon to wrap up the girls season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a little different. You know, this is my fourth year.
Fourth year already?
Yeah,
no way.
Wrapping up the fourth year. And two of those years, you know, we were in the subsection finals. And the one year we kind of got upset there by McCray and Marshall in the second, third round, however you want to look at it. But, yeah, so it's just a little different feel, you know, not, you know, a disappointing loss, you know, last week and not making it to that Super Saturday with all the other teams and just had kind of a weird feeling to it. But, again, that's part of where we're at right now. And hopefully we're looking to bounce back, obviously, going forward. But, yeah, just a little weird being done, you know, a couple weeks earlier than we have been in the past.
Yeah, that's for sure. 4 years already, wow.
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday I was meeting in here for the first time and talking to you guys and whatnot and nervous, and here I am. So.
I know you enjoy coming into the studio and doing the coach show and talking sports. So.
Yeah, absolutely, I love it.
Maybe me and you should start a podcast.
There you go. You guys are doing a great job on your new one, too. Oh. I've been tuning in, so it's fun to listen to.
That's all Mitchell's work there. So
it's good stuff,
yeah. Thank you. All right, well, let's wrap up that La Caprile Valley girls season. I know you got some girls that really worked hard. And gave 100% more all season long for you.
Yeah, definitely. That was never in question or never in doubt. There is the effort night in, night out that the girls were willing to give me and give us. And, you know, obviously things didn't go our way. I can walk through our schedule a little bit here. Yep. You know, we ended up with a record of 4-22. Again, started off the season, you know, with some really good competition. Hancock, who's number two in the state right now ranked, and you got KMS and Minnewaska are playing tonight to go to their subsection finals, which, again, either one of them can go and make a run there too. And then we got into some conference play and got our first win over Ortonville, and then kind of went on a long, long losing streak throughout the first, you know, part of the whole conference for the most part until we saw Ortonville again. We had about a 12, 13, 14 game losing streak there that, you know, made the month of the end of basically December or most of December through pretty much all of January. It was a long month and a half there for the girls. I know, just, you know, putting their heads down, keep working and trying to grind through that rough stretch there, you know, night in and night out. That's not easy to come into a locker room and find something new and find a way to keep energized. But I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Then we got another win over Ortonville, and then back-to-back wins with RCW. And then, you know, toward the back half of the season, I thought we were playing much better basketball at times. Then we found another win over Benson late in the year there in February. And then a couple better games, you know, against some good teams. Morris and McCray were good teams, but I thought we put some good play together there, you know, kind of in the season leading into that pigtail game with YME. And, you know, we talked about last week, and we just couldn't quite get things going the way we wanted to that night. And credit to them, they played a nice first half too on Saturday against Mineola too. It was 24-20. Then Mineola did Mineola things and went on like a 24-2 run or something to end the half. But again, gave them all they wanted for that first 12-13 minutes of that game. But yeah, I wouldn't say a disappointing year by any means. I know there was some frustration throughout the year, and when you get a 14-15 game losing streak in there through, you know, December and January can be a grind the way it is with the long season, and then you throw that on top of it. But you got to give a lot of credit to these girls, the way they battled it night in, night out, never took a night off, and came to practice every day with smiles and ready to work. And that's just as rewarding too, as seeing the progress we had all year and the way they worked and never really gave up.
I know the first couple coaches shows you did, you were really concerned with the number of turnovers in the first week or two of the season, and that seemed to improve during the course of the season in a way.
Yeah, in a way for sure.
You know, just to take one.
Yeah,
we
still had, you know, our fair amount, but in the games we won and the games we played better, yeah, we definitely kept that number down. And then, you know, too, throughout the, even though we were maybe at, you know, a high rate of turnovers even towards the end of the year, but we were turning it over a lot differently. You know, it wasn't just in the you know, in a press or things like that. Maybe it was just we got ourselves into the half court and then just made some bad reads and things like that. So again, the progression there, not so much turning it over, you know, one, two passes into the press. It was, you know, into our own offense at least and things like that. So yeah, we definitely made some strides that way. You know, I thought defensively, you know, I know you look at it, we gave up probably, you know, 55 to 58 points probably on average this year. And, you know, we only scored about 35, 36 ourselves. So it seems like a wide range. But, again, with our turnover margin, especially to start the year, it was hard to reflect our defense really when teams are scoring after one or two dribbles and getting some easy looks and things like that. But defensively, you know, the girls worked really hard, I thought, and we mixed up some zones in towards the end of the year. And, you know, so that number really doesn't reflect how good defensively we really were, just because offensively that's where it kind of hindered us and we couldn't stick with teams, you know, like we would have wanted to. So it kind of made our defense look a little bit off than what the actual results were on the court. So, again, proud of that. And, again, we lose four really good seniors, great kids, really smart kids. And so we're going to miss them in our program. But, again, they did a really nice job, you know, holding our standard where we want to be, you know. And so that's always bittersweet there too.
All right, let's take some time and talk about each of you, the girl on the roster this past year, and talk about them seniors.
Sure. Yeah, I can start with, you know, Jalen Lee led us in scoring this year, just over 12 a game. You know, kind of a catalyst for us to get us into our offense and to get things going. Some of those wins, she had some really nice games and, you know, got us going offensively, but a lot of coverages and things like that were sliding over to her, and she didn't get a lot of free looks throughout many nights, so she had to work really hard for what she got. Just her progression, though, on the court, leadership was huge to see her take that step forward after last year, you know, kind of being the sixth man off the bench on a team that won a lot of games, and then kind of see her translate into okay, now was her time, and you know, the moment was her, and a little more pressure on her that way, and you know, and we needed things to run through her. But I thought she did a really nice job, you know, figuring out that role as we went through the year, and gaining more confidence and shooting the ball at a higher rate too. But again, seeing tons of different coverages and doubles and pressure all over the court too. So it was hard to give her a lot of free looks. You know, we didn't shoot the ball the best from the outside. So everything in the lane got tighter and tighter as the game went on. And so that made things tougher in the inside for us, you know, to score at the rim. What she likes to do first is, you know, she can shoot from the outside, but she likes to get downhill and attack and score at the rim and get to the free throw line. So just really like what I saw out of her this year and taking that step forward. Callie was just averaged just over 9 points a game for us. Again, did a really nice job on the glass every night, working really hard, running the floor well. You know, again, filling a lot of big shoes of her cousins, Cam, playing a lot inside there. And, you know, she's hasn't seen a lot of, you know, size and physicality like she saw this year, and that was an adjustment that she needs to continue to make going forward, and being able to finish through a lot of contact and things like that. But then, you know, back half the year, we were sticking whoever it was, whether it was a guard, post, wing, we were sticking her on the best player and making her defend him, you know, in the half court. And I thought in total she was probably our best defender that way, getting out and guarding, like I said, whether it was a point guard or whether it was a 5'10 post in the paint too. So I was really proud of her in that effort, you know, and see the strides she made defensively too. But again, as she grows and as she gets, you know, this whole year got more comfortable, she's going to keep getting more comfortable with the ball in her hands and making plays even on the perimeter, and then obviously getting more comfortable with that size and length around her and physicality in the post, and she'll only grow and get better as a player, as a sophomore there. So, again, like to see the growth out of her. Kayla handled the ball quite a bit for us this year at a whole other level, you know, B-squad the last couple of years, and then being thrown right into handling the ball at the varsity level, which is a whole different speed and again, physicality there at the point of attack on a lot of drives and things like that. So, again, it was just her working through that and understanding, you know, how to use her body. Again, being an undersized guard a little bit, how she needed to use her body and things like that. So we have a little over five, first couple assists. And, again, as the year went on, the game slowed down for them. Handling the ball and getting girls in the right spot, and that's only going to progress next year as she goes into her senior year, having all this experience under her belt this year. Kaya, as a senior, has started for us, averaged about 3 points a game and a handful of rebounds. But again, her length was really disruptive in the inside, and she did a really nice job that way. On a lot of their posts and the post defense, and when someone got beat off the dribble, she was slid over to help side. She had numerous games where she had 2-3 blocks in the game, but then again, her just leadership on the court and throughout off the court type thing, she just really took a huge step, you know, getting her first real varsity minutes as a senior this year and meaningful minutes, and again, trying to keep the squad together, like I said, through that tough December, January month and a half there. Thought she did a really nice job trying to keep the group together and in practice always being vocal and being a great leader that way. So that was fun to see out of her growth there and maturity just as an overall leader. And then Kendall averages over 4 points a game for us. Again, ball in her hands a ton in situations she hasn't, you know, been in a ton. And, you know, she did. We joke about it. She took a year off there on us. So, again, missed some development time there as a freshman. That would have been nice to have. About a year and a half would have been nice to have, you know, obviously that little extra experience. But, again, thought, again, as the year grew on, she had the ball in her hands a ton. She almost ran the point for us. And I bet you asked her to start the year a couple years ago, if she'd be doing that, she would have disagreed with you. So, again, her growth and development, and then even, you know, first handful of games, you know, not really much in the scoring column and things like that. And by the end of the year, she was a real big scoring threat and shooting the ball at a much higher rate and confident-wise, too. You could see towards the end of the year just catching and shooting, not catching, thinking about it, taking a dribble, and then thinking about shooting. It was just catch and shoot, or catch and I have a plan to get to the rim or get my feet in the paint to find somebody else or score on my own and things like that. So that was really nice to see as well. The growth out of her. So, again, bringing her back next year with all this experience is really going to be huge for us going forward. And then Claire, Claire Borstead for the majority of the year came off the bench. She's our sixth girl off the bench, and again, just came off her basketball last year. So again, from the start of last year to the end of this year, the growth and strides she made in the game of basketball and how it finally slowed down for her and things really started to click and she started to understand the game at a much higher level. Did wonders for her, and she did some really nice things. She always was on the floor hustling, grabbing rebounds, again getting in the paint and causing some havoc for us and a lot of things like that. And her offensive game, you know, really growing. I know she always didn't show it in games. She'd get a little nervous and things like that, and the game would speed back up, but you get her in practice and things like that. It was pretty impressive, the growth and strides she made for us as well throughout the year. So as a senior, you know, we appreciate her. We're making the commitment, coming out and working hard, even when there was a lot of struggles that first year and second year here. Just getting frustrated, you know, with a lot thrown at you and having to learn on the fly as fast as you can. So really proud of her effort, too. And then some other girls that chipped in for us, Andy Doctor, another senior, came off her basketball last year, middle of the way through last year after, you know, she was going to be the manager, and all of a sudden she comes and goes, "Dylan, you think I could play?" I'm like, "Absolutely." Yeah. And so she suited up finally, and again, the development she had from then to now is crazy. Just when you come in not understanding a lot about, maybe you understand the game a little bit from the outside, but actually the intricate parts about it and how to move and when to react and things like that. It just, that all takes reps and time, and she got a bunch of them throughout the last couple years here, and kept her head up and kept working in every situation, and I can't thank her enough for what she's added to the program too for us throughout the last couple of years. And then her sister Zoe Doctor, again, started to get some more minutes throughout the back half of the year. There were some games she just played one half of B and would play two varsity and things like that, but again, her coming out as a freshman, just the growth and development she's made as well. The last few years, you can stick her in any situation, and she's going to work hard, and she's strong and physical, and is going to make a lot of mistakes. And there were some games she propelled us on a lot of things, just making a small play, getting the extra rebound, making that extra pass, you know, things like that. So, again, looking for her to work this summer, too, and come back and again, add some more to add some more to her game there a little bit and see where she can go her senior year. And then we had to round out the varsity roster. We had Brandy Meyer and Jada Kessler, again, both came out this year as juniors. A couple of really athletic girls that had a great mindset throughout the whole year. You know, as a junior and you're stepping into these situations, it can get really frustrating. It can be, everything can go over your head so fast, but we tried to slow things down as best we could for them, but yet bring them along. And I thought they adjusted really well and did a really nice job. And they're just two really, really good kids to add to our program. Great character kids, and you know, they're fun to be around and add a lot of light and humor to the group as well. And so that's always fun to have. So again, looking for them to, you know, have a nice summer here and work with us for a whole summer here, and we're going to see their games grow just by, you know, playing that much more basketball throughout the summer and being committed that way. And they, so I'm again looking forward to, you know, all the returners we had as well. And then the one obviously I didn't talk about either is obviously Isabel Gertis. We didn't get back this year, but again, was a great leader for us at pretty much every practice if she wasn't at PT and things like that. And, you know, traveled to every game, was at every game on the bench, and, you know, gave some input if she had some. So again, you can't, as a senior, it's really hard. I know a lot of people just don't understand the impact that, you know, you're there, but you're not there. It's really hard. And but the mindset that she had throughout the year, and
well, you kind of went through the same thing Isabel.
Yeah, I know. I said that during my senior night speech. I just told her I see a lot of myself in her. You know, I sat out my junior year and tore it again my senior year and ended up playing on it, you know, with a torn. But yeah, again, it's not the same, and you miss a lot of things, and you're there but you're not there, and it can be really frustrating. The only one that really understands it is you, or yeah, maybe somebody that's gone through it. So again, I just kept reminding her that there's a lot of good things in her future for us. You know, she learned a lot this year by, maybe doesn't realize right now, but by sitting on the bench and being a part of it, right, and being a cheerleader and, you know, helping out in so many different other ways, that's just going to propel her in life, really. And I'm looking forward to the great things she's going to do.
Dylan, that's a big commitment. You know you're not going to play. You show up for practice every day. You know, you're with the team the whole time.
Yep.
That's a big commitment when you know you're not going to get playing time.
It really is, and then especially just the ups and downs she had, you know, throughout the knee surgery, yeah. You know, with some promise and then no promise and some promise and back and forth. This is a wave of emotions, and I thought she handled herself about as good as anybody could, and that's what I little things like that are going to take her a long ways, and she's going to be really successful at her next adventures and whatever that might be. And so just super proud of her as well. I want to give her a big shout-out for all the help she's given her here. You know, one of the cool things, too, is she ended up dressing for senior night, and that night she just told me she wanted to end her career how she did and gotten it out for us and giving the program everything she had last year in that subsection championship game, you know, coming in the first half of the torn knee and a week off basically, and you brace it up and you go hit two big threes in the first half to keep us in the game and put us up one at half. You know, there's a lot of moments like that are pretty cool, and it gives you the chills when you think about it, and that's how she wanted to end it, and rightfully so. Good for her. And so again, proud of all these girls and the effort they had all year for us, and I'm looking forward to getting started back in June again to get back up towards the top.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Dylan Erickson, a Lock Pearl Valley girls basketball coach, wrapping up their season. About coaches that helped you this season or managers there, Dylan?
Yeah, absolutely. So Sherby's been with me all 4 years. He had the B squad. They got 5 wins on the year. Again, for them, with a lot of new faces and whatnot. They started really meshing towards the end of the year and did a really nice job of growth there, and they got 5 wins on the year. So again, can't thank him enough for all his hard work and commitment with those and patience and things like that. And when there was a lot of ups and downs for both of us, and we're throwing ideas back and forth and being able to talk through things with him, it's super nice to have him by my side. And, you know, just his wealth of experience or, you know, knowledge and experience, you know, from whether it be cross country or track for how many years, or basketball and boys or girls for the last how many years. You know, he's just about seen it all and been in a lot of different situations that he can walk me through and help me handle and things like that. So that's really nice to have.
He's probably been coaching before you were even born.
I'm afraid so, yes. And then we had Thomas Daniels and Adam Conroy do the junior high stuff for us, 7th and 8th grade, and both did a really nice job. They both had really successful years, both over 500 for sure. And
good.
Did a really nice job, saw some nice growth there. And then Thomas, you know, he hangs around after his junior high season. He came out to all the practices and around the bus and helping us, you know, giving us any kind of input he sees from a different perspective. So, again, having a guy committed like that that wants to hang around all year and be at any practice he can and help out, you don't still find that, and that's awesome to have. And then, of course, Brandon Sherb, you know, been with us for a few years now as a manager, and, you know, he brings a lot of light to practices and the bus and games and things like that, and, you know, does all the film work and, you know, folds the girls' shirts and goes and gets some water or whatever they want. He'll
Who's
do.
That? Who's
Brandon
that?
Sherb.
Oh, Brandon.
So,
okay.
Super nice to have someone like that too, helping us out and making sure our ducks are in a row, and just another voice to make sure we're not forgetting something on a nightly basis.
All right. Camden Conference, year in and year out, it's always tough, isn't it? It's a battle.
It's really tough. You know, we just had our conference meeting, and, you know, you're looking at, you know, some of the conference MVP candidates and things like that, and they're all freshmen and sophomores, and it just reloads every year, and it's from top to bottom. You know, it's a pretty really good conference. You know, we got on four teams that are, you know, we're playing in the second round that all could probably make the state tournament, honestly, and probably win a game or two there. So it's kind of nuts how really good it is out basketball in our way. And every year, if our section's there, boys or girls, it's usually represented pretty at a high level. And so
your banquet coming up?
Yeah, March 11th. So then we'll have some more information out on some conference awards and, you know, academic stuff and some things like that I can get out and stuff. But, yeah, we'll save that till we reveal that to the girls on the 11th. So.
Okay. Dylan, thank you for coming in every Saturday and visiting with us about the girls' basketball team. You guys do a great job.
Awesome. Thanks for having us all year and covering us. And thanks, Eagle fans, for supporting us and coming out night in and night out, coming out and support us and cheering for us. And it all helps, and we really appreciate all the support around the program. So thanks, everybody, and go Eagles.
All right. Dylan Erickson, head coach of the Lock Pearl Valley girls' basketball team. Take a break. Come back with more of the Coaches Show after this.
Prairie Sportsman on Pioneer PBS celebrates our love of the outdoors. The weekly half-hour show, hosted by Brett, takes viewers around the state. Rock climbing in southwest Minnesota's Blue Mounds State Park. Snowmobiling to the northwest angle. Steelhead trout fishing on North Shore streams. And tracking majestic golden eagles in southeast Minnesota. Watch Prairie Sportsman Sunday night, 7:30, and Monday at 12:30 on Pioneer PBS.
All right, that wraps up our Saturday morning coaches show for this morning. And hey, Dick Newman and Danny Lee are ready to go from the XL Energy Center in St. Paul with more state wrestling.